make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The San Francisco Giants won the Sunday night ball game in 10 innings at the Cubs 2-1. The Angels beat the Dodgers in L.A. 13-5. The Mets were 7-3 winners at San Diego. Atlanta won again 3-2 over Pittsburgh, and the Yankees moved into a virtual tie for first in the AL East with the Rays. Tampa Bay was beaten 4-1 at Miami, while the Yankees scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th to win 6-1 against Boston. Victories for Kansas City and Detroit, wins for Texas and Milwaukee, and the Cardinals won their 4 straight with 2 runs bottom of the 8th, 5-3 over the Reds, who've lost 4 in a row. Advancing to the College World Series, Texas, North Carolina, and Georgia. In the WNBA, wins for LA and Toronto. In the UFL Spring Football Semifinals, victories for Louisville and DC. Denny Hamlin took the NASCAR race at Michigan. The IndyCar race near St. Louis went to Joseph Newgarden. A win at the U.S. Women's Open for Nelly Korda.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage, and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
One killed and three injured on Highway 46 crash. Atascadero City Council to review fiscal impact of 2045 general plan update. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A head-on crash occurred on the Highway 46 West yesterday morning, according to CHP. CHP first reported the collision at about 9:36 a.m., about 5 miles east of Highway 1. Two vehicles were involved in the collision. A Ford Mustang, traveling eastbound, drifted into the westbound lane, colliding head-on with a truck towing a fifth-wheel trailer. The roadway was completely blocked out at about 10 a.m., with CHP estimating it would remain closed for about 10 hours. CHP confirmed a male passenger of the Mustang was killed in the crash. The driver sustained moderate injuries. Both the driver and the passenger were from Cambria. The passenger and driver of the truck sustained moderate and minor injuries, respectively. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor in this collision. At about 9:35 a.m. on Friday, a sinkhole at the intersection of Niblick and Creston Road led to its prompt closure. The road was closed for about 12 to 14 hours as crews made necessary repairs. At the time of the release by the city on June 5th, the cause was under investigation and no further official information for the cause have been released as of yet. Traffic control measures were in place during the length of the cleanup, with efforts to maintain access to nearby businesses. Atascadero City Council to review fiscal impact of 2045 general plan update. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero City Council will review a fiscal impact analysis for its 2045 general plan update in its next meeting on Tuesday. The 2045 plan update has been in development for some time, with a draft plan released in October 2025. It outlines how the city will change over the next 20 years. The environmental impact report is available now for public review. In tomorrow's meeting, the fiscal impact analysis will provide an overview of the projected impact the plan will have on the general fund budget. Key findings say the update will have a positive fiscal impact on the city's general fund. Public safety services are projected to account for a majority of service costs in the future. As this is an information item, the council will take no formal action. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. A vegetation fire erupted near the San Luis Obispo and Kern County line Sunday afternoon, just north of Highway 41. The cotton fire reached about 26.7 acres before reaching 100% containment. No structures were reported threatened, and no evacuation orders were given during the incident. Traffic on Highway 41 was slowed down near the fire, but there were no closures as a result. The county sheriff's office seized incendiary devices after a two-hour-long standoff with a suspect who had a felony arrest warrant. The incident occurred on Friday at the 4700 block of Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo. 43-year-old Benjamin Reynoso was wanted for felony vandalism, violating a domestic violence restraining order, and obstruction of justice, according to the sheriff's office. When the team arrived on the scene, Reynoso refused to exit his residence. No one else was inside the home at the time. Reynoso continued to refuse to leave his home and even made threats to sheriff's office personnel at the scene. After about 2 hours, Reynoso exited the home. He was taken into custody without incident, and detectives searched his home, discovering homemade incendiary devices. The next update for votes in San Luis Obispo County will be provided by 6 p.m. today. The elections office anticipates the turnout to be more than 50% as votes are counted. A timeline for what voters can expect in the coming days has also been laid out. State law requires that all mail ballots be tabulated within 13 days of the election. The deadline would be June 15th. The law does not apply to ballots requiring a signature cure or provisional ballots. The last day to cure signatures will be June 24th for the county. July 2nd is the deadline for the county to certify election results. The elections office says more than 90% of Slo County voters chose to vote by mail ballot, with many casting their ballot just before or on election day. These ballots now need to be scanned, signature verified, and processed before they can be counted. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Cubs 2-1, the Angels over the Dodgers 13-5, Mets beat the Padres 7-3, the Athletics shut out the Astros 5-0, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1. Tonight, The Athletics will face the Brewers. The Giants will go against the Nationals. The Angels will face the Astros. The Padres will go against the Reds. The Yankees will face the Guardians. In California news, a trial will begin today against the man accused of sparking the deadly Palisades fire. 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderkent pled not guilty to starting the fire. Authorities say he started the fire on January 1st and it burned undetected deep in root systems before flaring back up on January 7th. Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman are still close to one another in second place for the primary for Los Angeles mayor. In the latest update, Raman pulled slightly ahead of Pratt, leading by just about 3,000 votes. About 17% of votes still remain to be counted for the election. The top two vote-getters will advance to a runoff in November. The U.S. Attorney's Office said on Friday it has opened multiple election fraud allegations related to California elections and sent a prosecutor to L.A. County's Vote Counting Center. An assistant attorney went to the ballot processing center Friday morning, according to a spokesman for the L.A. County Registrar Recorder. They were provided an overview of the public observation program and participated in a walkthrough of the ballot processing operations. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With wholesale prices back to the farmer so low that margins are hard to come by, will more farmers start considering direct marketing? It's easier said than done, says Tyler Nuss of Nuss Farms. The family has experimented with direct approaches like marketing boxes of squash shipped via mail.
The specialty squash that we shipped around the country, which was, man, did that warm my heart to just be able to share a little bit of Nuss Farms, because our customers are our processors for the most part, right? So to ship something to someone in Maine and they get Nuss Farms produce to their door is really cool. I think the challenge, as you can imagine, is where to invest and the return you're going to get on an investment like that, right? We're farming about 1,300 acres at, vegetables at scale, right? So to think about, the scale to take one of our fields, which we're in 50 acre, probably average fields, that's some serious produce. So to move that or, segment off a field, it's, well, how much is that going to return, right? You have to have scale. And I think this is the tricky part.
Nuss said they're exploring a middle ground, working with Local Line to sell some vegetables direct to food service customers like Chipotle.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. It's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Inmates at California State Prison, Solano and Vacaville, say a small change in California prisons has made a big difference for people incarcerated in the state. For the past 3 years, the prison has received regular deliveries of California-grown fruits and vegetables. The locally grown produce comes from Harvest of the Month, a joint initiative between Oakland-based nonprofit Impact Justice, University of California Nutrition Policy Institute, and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The program was created to provide nutrition access for incarcerated people while creating new markets for farmers. It also helps CDCR comply with a 2022 state law that, as of last December, requires that at least 60% of the food purchased by state institutions be grown or produced in California. Since launching at three prisons in 2023, Harvest of the Month has expanded to serve all 30 adult prisons in California. This is something really big for the prison community, said Brian Cortez, a Solano State Prison inmate from Stockton. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, continuing to Friday, the weekend, and Monday next week. Upper 90s on Wednesday, low 90s Thursday, mid-90s Friday, low 90s on Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street this morning, a bounce back following Friday's brutal sell-off. The NASDAQ up more than 300 points. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are also in the green. The renewed tension in the Middle East has oil prices higher, up about 1%. Shares in Corning are up 8%, while Amazon shares are up 0.75%. Amazon announcing a mega deal with Corning, entering into a multi-billion dollar agreement to get optical fiber, cable, and connectivity solutions to support its growing data center footprint right here in the U.S. And Campbell's with a mixed quarterly earnings report. The packaged food company, best known for its soup, reporting earnings of 50 cents a share, surpassing the estimate. However, the company says demand for snacks overall is down. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Please plan on attending your Slo County Tea Party monthly meeting this Monday, June 8th. Guest speaker topic this month, unknown truths and myths about socialism. Our speaker was raised in communist Romania and will shine the light of truth for all to hear. Special reports also cover water districts and water pirates, $205 million Paso school bond that is actually $400 million, plus special reports from DA Dan Dow on budget cuts to law enforcement. Don't miss this meeting, Monday, June 8th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
The Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles, not only construction drawings and blueprints, they have everything you need. Specializing in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. Easy in, easy out, lots of parking, and they're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Throughout history, some people are controlled by events, others control events, and still others, as we shall see today, take advantage of events. At the age of 18, William Clark Quantrell taught school in Indiana and then Kansas. When not a teacher, under the name of Charlie Hart, he stole and robbed. One of his favorites was to steal a slave, claim he had run away, and return him to the owner for a reward. When the Civil War broke out, Quantrell joined the Confederacy. Not happy with the discipline of the military life, he broke away and started a guerrilla group that paid lip service to the Confederate cause while killing and plundering for personal profit. There are stories that he even offered his services to both the Union and Confederate sides. Creating all kinds of havoc under the guise of the Civil War, the Confederates, probably hoping to get some semblance of control over him, made him a captain. But it didn't work. because just 5 days after officially becoming a part of the Confederacy, Quantrell raided Lawrence, Kansas, and killed more than 200 civilians. Within a short while, his force of almost 500 men dwindled down to about 16. On May 10, during a raid in Kentucky, Quantrell was shot. He was taken to a military prison in Louisville, where he died on June 6, 1865. Although he was a man in whom very little good could be found, the fame of William Quantrell continued beyond his death, a fame from which even his loving mother could reap rewards. For following the Civil War, she asked that her son's remains be disinterred for relocation to the family plot. But they didn't make it there because she was discovered selling his bones as souvenirs. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The county sheriff's office seized incendiary devices after a two-hour-long standoff with a suspect who had a felony arrest warrant for vandalism and violating a domestic violence restraining order. 43-year-old Benjamin Reynoso was taken into custody without incident after the standoff. Detectives discovered homemade incendiary devices inside of his home. The Atascadero City Council will review a fiscal impact analysis for its 2045 general plan update in its next meeting on Tuesday. Key findings say the update will have a positive fiscal impact on the city's general fund. Public safety services are projected to account for a majority of service costs in the future for the city. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and Israel's leader Benjamin Netanyahu talking earlier this morning about the renewed missile strikes between Israel and Iran. Meanwhile,
the cessation of armed forces operations is hereby announced. That statement from Iran's top military command after a day of missile launches targeting Israel. The Israelis responded with multiple strikes of their own.
And Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. Nearly a week after the primary election in California, results still not final for governor in the race for L.A. mayor.
The L.A.
County says it still has 355,000 mail-in ballots to process. Yesterday's ballot dump pushed Councilwoman Nithya Raman past Spencer Pratt by about 3,000 votes into that critical second place spot.
That is Fox's Matt Finn reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today with some high clouds. Highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And for you Tuesday, we'll get a little warmer. Upper 80s and upper 90s on Wednesday. Low 90s Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Upper 80s Sunday and next Monday, week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:18 p.m. We are at 58. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Diane Cassidy. She's representing the Royal Family Kids Camp here on the Central Coast. Fill you in on that. And then Susanna is still working and confirming for her guest in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Red's On-Time Plumbing. Indeed, we're going to get hot, so might want to get it done ASAP, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238 KPRL as we are on the backstretch and headed for home.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, on the text, it says here, tomorrow night school board, I'm giving the new principal, Paso High, the benefit of the doubt regarding our problems. He's new. Okay. Sure, he's new. And my understanding is he's doing a very, very good job. All right, let's see here. Sexual assault on a federal officer is illegal. I don't know what this has to do. I'm curious if the Paso Robles High School has a Turning Point Christian Club, and would it be interesting to have that club and the queer club debate and exchange ideas and beliefs. F ICE could be called for sexual. F ICE could be a call for sexual violence. I don't know. No, just don't get stupid. Come on. Chris, did you see the one that's addressed to you?
Which one?
Oh, the one that just came in.
Yeah, from San Miguel.
Fire engine 5 this morning, quite
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, they don't release information right away, folks. Unfortunately, it's not like they used to do, and there's a lot of reasons for that. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, hi. This is Murray Powell calling from Templeman. Hey, I wanted to follow up real quick on your discussion last hour about the pot shop surveillance systems.
Yes.
And coincidentally, I just found this morning, it was posted yesterday on Cal Coast News, a long article about a problem with Ernest and Grace Hall's delivery system in Paso. And he's got a lot of issues, and it's a long article that you might want to take a look at it. But my point is, in that article, if you look it up real quick, on Cal Coast News, you'll see that Beely actually has quoted the county code sections that require outside surveillance video and cameras for pot shops. So you weren't sure about that, I think, last hour. So I wanted to give you that information.
What I wasn't sure of, because it's California code, not necessarily a county code. What I wasn't sure of, or I was curious, is why did they have to implement the code for the cannabis business and perhaps not others? So,
well, that was part of the big Prop 64 2018 sale job about how, you know, they were going to do all this enforcement, the state and the county, and get rid of the black market, which you mentioned.
No, but my I guess what I was getting at, somewhat throwing a bone out, is, well, if this is such a, you know, a nice thing to have because we're going to make all this money on it, why the need for this particular industry to have mandatory surveillance? Are they trying to say something?
I just answered your question.
No.
If you go back to Prop 64, and the sales job was that they were going to eradicate black marketing, and that there would be heavy law enforcement of the cannabis California approved regulations, and none of that's really happened.
I was thinking more from a criminal side, that they were worried about crime at these places.
Well, one of the things is that nobody under 21 is allowed to go in. And even in this article yesterday, there's a whole section on it, on the halls are now under investigation by Pastor Robles for illegal sales of retail sales when they don't have licenses for retail sales. They only have it for delivery. And the fact is they have two underage children that hang out in their shop, for example.
Okay, so I'm assuming is that their children?
Well, that's what I had read.
Okay.
Children under 21, I don't know if a 20-year-old is a child, but they're under 21. But in any event, and on this whole black market thing that you mentioned earlier, and you were correct, is that very recently the State Cannabis Control Board put out a news article saying that they estimate that 62% of total California pot sales are black market sales. So think about that. And the other thing that's happened is the state and our county has cut way back on the cannabis law enforcement actions that were part of the whole Prop 64 deal. And so now there's not very much enforcement going on for any of this. So.
Well, you know, Murray, an eighth grader could have figured out that the black market wasn't going away when this was initiated. You know, again, the government promised we're going to get all this money from cannabis sales. What would be interesting to see, because the sales have been going, the legal sales have been going down in three consecutive years, and what has the overall cost for enforcement, et cetera, the you know, the places where they're supposed to examine the pot or the cannabis and so forth, how much that is has cost compared to the actual so-called profit?
Well, you know, way back in 2018, the county had a ballot measure to approve cannabis tax, or county cannabis tax, that was to start out at a low 4% rate on total revenue, and then it was supposed to increase over several years up to 10%, and the county board of supervisors in the fine print were allowed to override that ballot measure, and they have reduced now for the last 3 or 4 years the tax rate down from 10%, it should have been for the last 3 or 4 years, down to 6%. So that has now cost our county over $1.5 million so far in funding. And also, it hasn't been done recently, but the county, on a couple of occasions in the last year or two, have reported cost reports on cannabis enforcement by our county, and they determined that we're actually at a loss on total actual enforcement and regulation costs over what they've collected in cannabis taxes.
Well, that's not a surprise.
It's one thing after another.
Right. Again, none of this should come as a surprise to anybody.
No, it's not a surprise, but, hey, I'm going back. The reason I called you, I just wanted to give you the actual site of the code, and you can look it up on Cal Coast News. I could look it up for you if you want me to take a minute, but it's right in the middle of this article from yesterday. So, you know, that was the bottom line, and this guy in the Paso, Ernest Hall, his wife have been a problem for a number of reasons in Paso now for several years, and now they're under investigation. I think they've actually been charged for violating their own permit, which only allows for deliveries, not for retail sales. So it's one thing after another. The other thing is, if you look at the state taxes that were a big sell job about how the state was going to get rich on cannabis sales, that they've cut way, way back on hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes that were originally passed, that they have now they have taken back in order to try to support this failing pot industry. So, it's just the way it is.
Murr, here's something to think about these. Okay, since the black market is 60, 62, whatever percent of the cannabis sales or marijuana sales, I wonder how many people, quote unquote, so-called black market, started out a few years ago as trying to be within the law, the system, and then they realized they can't do it, and then they became part of the black market industry.
No, I think you're absolutely correct, but you know, I've been involved in and I basically oppose pot sales, period, to the public. So I've been heavily involved in this for a long time. And I talk to cannabis retailers who are licensed in our county and so on about this, and I don't even understand why they even try to compete. And because, you know, as you well know, black market, there is no tax. They don't have to pay taxes. Their pricing is probably half of what the legal retailers are doing. And if the county and the state aren't going to man up and actually really get serious about killing the black market, which I think is highly unlikely to ever happen, why not? I mean, you can't just continue to lose money in the business and think that everything's going to be okay. My God, we've been doing this for 7 years now. 7 years, and what's been accomplished?
What has been accomplished as far as, you know, some other things would be that the growth of cannabis use throughout the United States has increased significantly. So, again, I'm wondering if the people who are already buying and they had their folks to go to, they probably stayed with them anyway. But I wonder if the people who came on board when it was legalized, and I mean those who came on board to start buying it, that they didn't have a contact for the black market, so they went to the quote unquote legal market.
Yeah, and what's the point?
Well, they would feel, because they don't know the other people, so maybe they feel safer because government has somewhat control of the content of the and the strength of the marijuana or cannabis.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I can't believe that all these folks that are buying out the black market, and what the hell they're putting in their bodies, for God's sakes.
Well,
you know,
I'm just assuming here that the black market, the people that have had their contacts for years and years, they were very reliable. I don't know if they would want to do harm to their clientele.
You're talking about the legal ones, correct?
The illegal ones. Because, they've
really?
Been around.
Okay.
Now, I'm not necessarily being naive about that, because we know that there's other parts of the quote-unquote drug industries that, you know, particularly with fentanyl, that is killing people, but I'm not so sure about the marijuana. I shouldn't say I'm not so sure.
If you read media reports, countless media reports, where they're out busting illegal grows in areas like the famous Triangle up in North County, North State, for example. And all you read about is all of the pesticides and rat poisons and everything else they find in all of these illegal grows all over the place. Do you think those folks actually care about their so-called customers' health? Really?
More than likely, probably not. But, you know, another interesting problem up in the north part, when you get up near Shasta and Siskiyou and those counties up there, is there's not enough law enforcement people to do anything.
There's not enough here. You know, recently the county, you know, after when 2018, when all this went into effect, it started out with our county planning department regular permit enforcement group actually handling cannabis, and it got so out of hand so fast that we had to actually form a separate sheriff's department cannabis enforcement group. And recently, in the last year, the county, because of budgeting, has now cut way back on our county sheriff's enforcement group, and they've actually hired a consulting firm. I think it's HDL or NDL, which is actually in favor of the cannabis industry. They've hired that consulting group to oversee so-called, quote, enforcement of county cannabis regulations. And it just doesn't happen anymore.
Well, you got to love government, Murray. I know you do.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
All right, Murray.
So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock at the Right Choice KPR. Okay, so I have a really dumb question.
Before your question, I do have one slight thing about the San Miguel question. Yeah. So according to the Pulse Point app, there has been a residential fire at 1420 K Street since 4:52 this morning. That's probably the sirens.
What time? 4:52?
Yeah, that's when the fire started. As for its status right now, whether they're, you know, just mopping it up or anything like that, I don't know. But that's when the incident was first reported.
Okay,
so 1420 K Street, San Miguel.
Yeah, so K Street is near the 101. People will probably be able to hear. Well, not here, but to see maybe some of the smoke and stuff. All right, so here's my really stupid question. So right now, marijuana is federally illegal. I mean, many states have said it's okay. So the banks are federally regulated. So are people using credit cards or just cash at pot shops? The reason why I'm asking is, could that be a trace if it's on anything, your credit or, you know, whatever, and the feds can pick up on that? I don't know if that makes sense, but anyway. All right, on the text, the cameras around pot shops. Oh, here it is. If you use credit debit card at a pot shop, your card is taxed more. So they handle a lot of cash money. All right. Gotcha. I gotcha. So that, that's why the government doesn't want cash around. Because they can't trace it, not only can they not trace it, but they can't get their grubby hands on it. And so for those of you that want to go to a cashless society, you're out of your minds. The intents or the good intentions of it are not good. They're not good. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I use some of the cannabis shops down in San Luis. They do not take credit cards because credit cards are tied to the federal government and they don't allow them. Now, I will say I don't know about debit cards because I've never done that. But the ones that I go to are pretty much cash only.
Now, before it came legal, were you able to get it?
Before it became legal, I didn't get it, so I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, would you be, I don't know. So you probably didn't have or able to get a source, quote-unquote, black market, so you can buy it cheaper.
Correct, right. I never tried that.
Would you be willing to risk that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would. That's just kind of I just would. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, no, because I don't know anything about the industry, but you know, as I said even before, why would you, if you were buying it on a black market from a reliable person for X amount of years, why in the heck would you pay 15-30% more just because the state says it's legal now?
You know, I think that, gosh, you know, I think I don't know how to answer that, except that, you know, when you buy it on the black market, you really honestly don't know what you're getting. Even, it doesn't matter where you're getting it from. You don't know what you're getting. But when you go to a cannabis shop, all of the product there is labeled, and it's labeled with their certification labels, where it was certified, when it was certified, etc. So I think people feel a little bit better, even though you pay more, certainly. I think they feel a little bit better about something that they know doesn't contain, you know, arsenics and things like that.
Okay.
Certainly I do.
All right, well, that makes sense. Okay, I just got a text that says here they all take debit cards.
Okay, there you go. So okay. I've never done that. It's always been cash. Thank you.
All right, appreciate the experienced answer there. That's the beauty of freedom of speech and the Morning Exchange. People from all types of backgrounds and experiences call in and they help us out. All right, we are done for this Monday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A vegetation fire erupted near the San Luis Obispo and Kern County line on Sunday afternoon, just north of Highway 41.
The Cotton Fire reached about 26.7 acres before reaching 100% containment. At about 9:35 a.m. on Friday, a sinkhole from a damaged water line at the intersection of Niblick and Creston Road led to its prompt closure. The road was closed for about 12 to 14 hours as crews made necessary repairs. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Diane Cassidy. She represents the Royal Family Kids Camp here on the Central Coast. You'll find out all about that. And also, Susanna, still working on her guest and confirmation in the 1 o'clock hour. Nonetheless, enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk, AM 1230 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.